USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United Auto Workers strike against General Motors into day five now, but negotiators for GM and the UAW are said to be making progress towards ending the nationwide strike by nearly 50,000 workers. They walked out last Sunday at midnight after talks fell apart. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's presidential campaign is over. His long-shot bid for the Democratic nomination began back in May, but never really got any traction, and he says now it's time he refocus on running the Big Apple.
The irony is, if you're talking about who would be president of the United States, I still believe there's a lot to be said for a chief executive, but it's actually really hard for a chief executive to have the time.
He spoke on MSNBC. Comedian Kevin Hart back home out of a hospital after a bad car crash earlier this month. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Tens of millions of high school and college students around the world are staging climate strike events today, many skipping school to go to these events where they're trying to pressure governments and businesses to take action on climate change. This from an event being held in Australia earlier.
And we will never back down!
At least 4,500 organized events were planned around the world, more than 1,000 in the United States alone. As much as 3.5 feet of rain from the remnants of Tropical Depression Imelda having fallen on southeast Texas in the past few days, and the storm is now blamed for at least 2 deaths. Now we hear that at least 9 barges broke away from their moorings and have slammed into the interstate bridge over the San Jacinto River in Houston, forcing it to shut down. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A federal judge in California is stopping that state's new law that would force presidential candidates to release their tax returns if they want to get their names on state election ballots. The judge ordered a temporary injunction halting that law, saying it's beyond the power of states. A final ruling on the issue will be made later this month. The law targets President Trump, who has not released his tax returns, never did during the 2016 election or since. 2 members of Cuba's United Nations mission are being expelled from the U.S. over claims they tried to conduct influence operations in the United States. The State Department notifying the Cuban government that the two had abused their diplomatic privileges. And the Trump administration is also limiting travel privileges for other members of Cuba's UN team in New York. The move coming just before world leaders are to gather in New York City for the United Nations General Assembly. Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings says health issues have caused him to miss a hearing on Washington, D.C. statehood. Cummings issuing a statement yesterday saying he was disappointed to miss that hearing on a bill that would make the District of Columbia the 51st state. And a new study by top bird watchers and government agencies says North America's bird population has been cut in half over the past 50 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.